Okay.
In the appendix, there are sample pre-trade analyses. And so at our last meeting, the discussion came up about what these actually look like. And so we went out and created a fictitious transition for the managers, said, give us a pre-trade analysis on this, and they're included in the book. If you have any trouble sleeping at night, we got plenty of material in there to look through. It was fun, though. It was just a case of saying, what if we took $300 million from an existing global equity manager and broke that up into a domestic equity manager and an international equity manager? How would you do it? And it's interesting to see how they approach that kind of problem.
Your overlay provider recommendation is to retain parametrics. Is that right?
It is.
Subject to due diligence.
And I'd like to add one thing about that recommendation. On page 7 behind tab 5,
okay.
I wanted to be clear about this because I think we've talked about it, and I wanted to just make sure that we more formally addressed it. When we originally presented you with the education piece on cash overlay, we noted that cash overlay providers can provide a variety of services, all of which can be interesting and useful, but we're really only recommending them for cash overlay. As we talked more about how we would rebalance the portfolio to FFP at our subsequent meetings, we talked about, well, gee, the cash overlay provider may be able to do this for us really conveniently, give us quick execution, really low cost, while we get the other strategies put in place. So we're highlighting that on 7, that this is two-pronged, cash equitization, what we discussed originally, and I wanted to bring out rebalancing and make sure that the board is comfortable with this concept as well.
Because I know we talked about it. So.
Yeah, yes. Just wanted to formalize that. See if there are any questions. But then, yes, to your point, the recommendation is on page 12.
Well, I'm certainly prepared to